It's the last few days before Christmas, and Amazon warehouses are buzzing with human activity and with robots. But robots are getting more intelligent. Joshua McNichols of KUOW's Primed podcast looked into what smarter robots could mean for some of those workers.
I'm at a giant Amazon warehouse in Kent, just south of Seattle. More than 3,500 people have full-time jobs here. Workers are just getting off break. They restart their work with a cheer. These humans work in a warehouse with a whole bunch of robots, and their jobs might get taken over by robots someday, too. Take Andrea Neri's job. A conveyor belt brings her boxes, and she packs them into a truck.
You want to make a wall nice and tight so it doesn't collapse on you?
Neri's job is physical and requires some thought, kind of like a bricklayer. She likes the work, and she needs it to support her family.
Because after having two kids, it was kind of like, I want to give my kids the best I can.
But eventually, a robot will be able to do this job. That's according to Martin Ford. He's a futurist and author of The Rise of the Robots.
Any kind of job that is on some level predictable, then there'll be a machine that can do that too.
That describes a lot of warehouse work. Take the job Brandon Raymond had. He counted things for Amazon. It's still a human job because Amazon's robots can't look at a jumbled pile of different objects and pick them apart or count them, at least not yet. But doing that kind of work can get old.
It's tiring to count numbers all day long. And it's just, you get to the point where you hate numbers because all you do is one, two, three. It's an all day thing for 10 hours straight.
These jobs illustrate a coming problem. The jobs that provide entry-level opportunities for people who need work are also the most vulnerable to takeover by the coming wave of smarter robots. Artificial intelligence is making this possible. The technology will bring enormous benefits, according to Martin Ford, but the elimination of those jobs will have consequences.
More inequality, unemployment, people being very disoriented and feeling that they are left behind. Those are all things we need to adapt to. We need to figure out solutions to that.
Historically, Ford says automation has actually created more jobs than it's destroyed. But those jobs don't necessarily go to the people who lost their jobs to robots. The key, he says, is worker retraining. Amazon seems to recognize this need and is doing something about it. It started this program called Career Choice in 2012 and has since expanded it to all hourly workers who've been with Amazon a year. Amazon will pay 95% of college tuition for workers who want to go back to school and train for other in-demand fields like nursing or fixing robots. Classes are held right in the warehouse. Andrea Neri trained to become a certified nursing assistant. She has no plans to leave Amazon, but like the 10,000 other workers currently enrolled in the program, she has options.
I just want to have my education as a just in case type of thing, you know, as a backup.
The person running the program is Juan Garcia. He used to be Assistant Secretary of the Navy under Obama. Garcia says career choice reminds him of the GI Bill. That's a federal program that helped returning soldiers rejoin the U.S. economy after World War II.
And if you were willing to, in the case of the GI Bill, go into harm's way, then you walked away with, I think, this prize, a ticket to the middle class, right? An education.
But Amazon's Career Choice program is not necessarily a ticket to the middle class. An average nursing assistant makes about $35,000 a year in Seattle. That's certainly not enough to afford to buy a house in Seattle. That requires a household income closer to $100,000. That means it's going to take bigger programs than Amazon can offer to train everybody for middle-class jobs after the robots come. In Kent, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
You can hear more about robots and the future of work when KUOW releases a new episode of the podcast, Primed, What Happens When Amazon Comes to Your Town.